Hi, and welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I'm Arthur Jackson, and I titled today's devotion, Timely Resolution. The unresolved hurt between Simon and Jeffrey had persisted for years, and Simon's attempt to re-enter the relationship had been resisted. Upon hearing the news of the death of Jeffrey's mother, Simon traveled upcountry in Kenya to attend her funeral service. Simon reflected on their encounter. "I had no expectations at all in terms of how the whole thing would turn out. But after the service, we opened up and had a fruitful talk. We hugged, shared the moment, prayed together, and planned to meet again." If only Simon and Jeffrey had been able to reconcile earlier, so much ongoing pain could have been avoided. The words of Jesus in Matthew 5:21-26 help to put unresolved relational tensions in perspective. The anger that can lead to such rifts is a serious matter. Furthermore, getting things in order relationally is a fitting prelude to worshiping God. The wise words of Jesus to settle matters quickly with your adversary remind us that the sooner we do what we can to work toward reconciliation, the better for all. Relationships are risky. They demand work in our families, in the workplace, in educational settings, and among people who share our faith in Christ. But as those who represent Him, the Prince of Peace, may we find ourselves going out of our way to extend our hearts and hands to those with whom we have unresolved conflict. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 5, verses 21-26. "You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, 'You shall not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment.' But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to a brother or sister, 'Raca,' is answerable to the court. And anyone who says, 'You fool,' will be in danger of the fire of hell. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to them, then come and offer your gift. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court. Do it while you are still together on the way, or your adversary may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison. Truly I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny." Let's pray. Father, you know where the relational fissures are in our lives. Forgive us for our slowness to attempt resolution. Give us the strength to take the next steps. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.